Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let's Talk Tuesdays, brought to you by the ATSJR Companies. Let's Talk Tuesday is another free coaching and training call brought to you by the ATSJR staff. Tonight, we have the founder, owner of the One Red Shoe Foundation. She is also the director of member services and director of community outreach. I am happy, proud, and ecstatic to introduce to you or present to you, if you already know her, the incredible Michelle Mueller. Michelle, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Tempest. You always do those awesome introductions. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here and supporting me and, of course, always loving on me. And thank you to the ATSJR Companies for making this possible for me. Tonight's topic is staying in the fire. I didn't plan on speaking about this. I actually had a different topic ready. Good thing is that I'm prepared, definitely really prepared for my next time I speak on Let's Talk Tuesday. But I want to talk to you about staying in the fire. That's something that happened over the weekend. And I felt the need to talk about this one, and I needed it also for myself. If you know me or have joined me on any of my Let's Talk Tuesdays, I always try to share a little bit of piece of me and be as transparent as possible, even though it gets a little tough putting myself out there like that. But I hope to be transparent so it'll open it up and let everybody else be transparent. A few months ago, I spoke about finishing strong, but I didn't really talk about how to stay in the race, how to stay afloat, how to stay in the fire. Where did I get the phrase "stay in the fire"? Well, if you don't know, Antonio T. Smith Jr. has an album called Beyond Indescribable, and he has this track called Into the Fire. It's number 7 on his album, and I listen to it all the time. It's one of my favorite go-to songs. It actually talks about getting into the fire, not quitting, not stopping, not being alone, to stop suffering alone. Also, because when we're in the office here, Antonio sometimes has a request. Sometimes we work all over in the office. We have our certain spots or certain desks or certain areas in the office where we work. There's even a couch. But when he wants to say something important, he wants us to all be present. He says, come on over here. He's like, come here, get in the fire. And when we get in the fire, we all sit around his desk, we collaborate, we shoot out ideas, we powwow, whatever you want to call it. What happens is the energy flows. The energy flows so good. It seems like each and every one of us, we're not scared to really come out and say, if we have a new idea or an opinion, and it's a time when we can just be focused when we have a plan. So that's what I like to say. What is staying? So let's talk about it. What is staying in the fire? To me, staying in the fire is, number one, you have to be in the fire to stay in the fire. Don't stop. You don't quit. You stop being alone and you stop suffering alone. I know I've asked myself on more than one occasion, what did I just get myself into? And I think we've all felt that way sometime or another. Me, more than just sometimes, but not as much as I used to. Part of that is because I'm surrounded by people who won't let me quit. And the second part is because I don't want to quit anymore. How did I get that way? By staying in the fire. How do you stay in the fire? You show up. You be present. Yes, I cannot tell you how many times I have abandoned personal growth goals because I was too afraid, too discouraged, and yes, too lazy to even try. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to come up with some kind of excuse, fake a headache, fake an illness, whatever it is, so I can be home, stay home, and be comfortable. Yeah, I do like marathon Law and Order. Sorry, I do. But I stopped being that way because the more I show up, the more I want to be present. And I get it. Anybody who has ever worked out knows the struggle of getting up and going to the gym. You have to start arguing with yourself. You fight with yourself. The struggle is to get the momentum started. But after that workout, you have that feeling of accomplishment. That feeling can apply to everything and anything you do. And Tony always says, how you do anything is how you do everything. The hard part is just getting that momentum. You have to start that yourself. But once you get your momentum going, it's easier because you're moving, and anything that is in motion stays in motion. But you can't get there if you don't show up. I get it. It matters. It doesn't matter if you feel lost or if you just don't get some things. Growth is hard. Growth is learning. There is a lot. Let me tell you, there's a lot that I don't get. If you're taking classes or courses, or you're part of a group, and for whatever reason you've missed a few, you got to show up to catch up. You got to show up and ask questions. And you can't learn everything. Even if you're showing up and being present, you can't get it the first time. You may not get it the first time. You can't learn stuff overnight. But not showing up will mean no opportunities will come to you. That's crucial for an entrepreneur. To be an entrepreneur, you have to show up and be present at the right time, at the right place. They say 80% of success is just from showing up. Staying in the fire means showing up, being present in the present. And then you also have to show up and be open. Staying in the fire means you are open to new ideas and all possibilities. Having openness means you don't get stuck trying to figure out the same thing over and over again just because you can't think of something else. Imagine only seeing black and white and all of a sudden realizing how many shades of colors exist. You get to try and see things from different angles and viewpoints. Being open can be fun. You get to experience new experiences in life. Being open, actually, and I'm learning this the hard way, but being open gives you greater patience. You have more patience with others. You're open to the fact that they may have a valid reason for behaving or feeling the way that they do. Being open means you're just not determining that they're wrong. You allow them to be exactly who they are. Stay in the fire and stop holding yourself back. Allow yourself to be exactly who you are. Be yourself. Open yourself up and shed all those layers of looking, trying to look good, trying to be perfect, wanting to be liked. Stop being scared to stand out and stop trying to be who you think people want you to be. You have to free your mind from limiting thoughts, and you have to free your mind from your ego. To stay in the fire means you have to leave your ego. You have to lose your ego. Your ego has basically a personality of its own. Your ego needs to feel important. Your ego needs to be special. And yes, your ego needs to be in control. How do you know if your ego is in control? Ask yourself these questions. Do you constantly compare yourself to others who you feel are doing better than you, more intelligent than you, happier than you, wealthier than you? Do you constantly compare yourself to others who you feel are lesser than you, less intelligent, at a lesser standing in the world? Ask yourself this: do you feel jealous when other people do well? Would you rather win than do your best? And do you always feel you have to be right? Do you tend to blame others when things don't go your way? And do you set impossible goals for yourself and beat yourself up when you can't complete them? To be transparent, I said yes to all of them. I said yes to every single one, and that made me realize that my ego is in more control of me than I am. But there's always help is available. Help is always available. There are steps that you can take to control your ego. And one of the biggest ones is just do the exact opposite. Don't try to be in control. It's okay to give up the control. You just ride the wave and just believe. You got to believe that you are enough. I had to start believing that I am enough. You are enough. You got to believe that there is no lack and that there's abundance out there for all of us. There's abundance in everything for each and every one of us. When you do your best, and I mean you do absolutely your best, you're tired. You're just not tired. You're actually exhausted, and you actually believe you do your best. That is winning. That is winning. And you got to stop comparing yourself. There is only one you. It's easy to see the success of others as a reminder of your own shortcomings, but your jealousy is really a window into seeing what qualities you should improve on. I'm jealous of Beyonce's shape. Of course I am. Will I ever be bootylicious? No. But I do need to improve on my diet, and my workouts need improving. And when I start to feel better about who I am, I'm not going to be jealous of Beyonce. I'm just going to continue to admire her. Yeah, we're a sales team here. Yeah, I used to feel a little twinge when someone got a great commission. But I had to ask myself, was I really putting in the work they were? I saw this morning, and I had to quote it. I don't know who said it, but they said, don't compare your insides to someone else's outsides. Yeah. You don't compare your insides to someone else's outsides. You don't know what they've gone through to get where they are. You don't know what they sacrificed, and you don't know what they prayed for. You got to be genuinely happy for them, to have admiration for them. Did you know that admiration and envy are both responses that point us towards what we value the most? Instead of being envious, start having admiration. Be grateful for what you have and work harder. You got to stay in the fire. Being grateful for what you have and working harder will keep you in the fire. That will keep your fire lit. Your ego is what keeps you locked in your own little world, separated from the present moment and separated from you and your burning desire. Stop separating yourself. Staying in the fire means you do not withdraw. And we know that, but we still do it anyways. Why? I don't know. I know a few things. I do know that isolating ourselves is the worst thing that we can do. We do it because I do it because I'm in my feelings. When I withdraw, it's because I have an attitude. I'm in my feelings. I'm in my ego. In relationships, we withdraw to hurt other people's feelings, to let them know, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to withdraw my love. We do it to punish someone if it's ourselves. We withdraw because we get angry and we have to place the blame on someone else because we can't be angry at ourselves. It's like saying, I'm so mad at me and that I have to be mad at you, because if I'm mad at me, then the story I've told myself is wrong and I'm never wrong. If you are someone that accepts that you're wrong, like me, I wallow in it. I get embarrassed by my actions or my inactions, and I hide from reality. When all we have to do is just ask for forgiveness and change. We want to withdraw and figure it all out on our own. Well, how's that working for us so far? Everyone has suffered from low self-esteem. Everyone has suffered from high ego. Everyone has had disappointments in themselves, and everyone has made bad choices. And not everyone has it all together. No one should suffer, and no one should suffer alone. Staying in the fire means you surround yourself with people who feed your fire, people who add value to you. You got to surround yourself with people who are going to lift you higher and challenge you to do better. Not just to do better, but to challenge you to be the best version of you. And you need to ask yourself, are you reaching out to the right people? Are you reaching out to the people who are going to feed your fire? Staying in the fire also means that you don't take things personal. When I let other people upset me, I'm allowing them to dictate how I feel. I'm giving them power over me. I got to stop giving my power away. You got to stop giving your power away. Stop caring about what people think. It's just their perception of you. You got to be confident. Confident means two things. You believe that you deserve the success, and you trust in your abilities to succeed. Staying in the fire means that you accept that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Things just don't happen. There's no such thing as coincidence. Staying in the fire means staying connected with life and people in it, because we are all connected. Staying in the fire means that sometimes you are the fire. You have to keep feeding and pouring into yourself constantly and consistently, even after everyone's gone to bed, even after everyone leaves the office. You've got to wake up before everybody else does. Sometimes you've got to start the fire. Sometimes you've got to invite people to your campfire. You've got to face your fears. My friend Grace says it best, do it afraid. Staying in the fire is what keeps you, it keeps you focused. Staying in the fire is what will help other people be focused. We all want to make a difference, but you got to be the difference to make the difference. You got to let people see how vulnerable you are sometimes. You got to let people see your transparency. And then you also, when they see your transparency, what they're really seeing is how strong you are. So what I got to say to you is, don't stop. Don't quit. Don't suffer alone. Reach out to somebody. Invite somebody into your fire. Invite somebody to help stay in the fire. If you need accountability, ask somebody to help you. And if you can't find anybody, you have the wrong people in your circle. Reach out to somebody. If they don't want to help, they're not for you. I'm blessed enough to be able to not only work with people in my fire, but I enjoy my time with them. And yeah, they set me straight. That's okay. We don't get burned. We're okay. So that's what I have to talk about as far as staying in the fire. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't be alone. Don't withdraw, because nobody should suffer alone. That's one of the biggest things Antonio talks about, is no one suffers alone. So with that being said, I am done. Does anybody have any questions? Do I unmute?
Michelle. I'll go first, since I have to go. I'm sorry, whoever that was, you can go after me. Michelle, you were awesome. I think that was Bryant. That's why I said it. If that wasn't Bryant, I'm sorry. I wouldn't play with anybody else like that.
No, go ahead.
I love you, brother. Michelle, you were amazing. You're awesome. I have no. Should I choose to listen? You have helped me. This is a very difficult subject for me, because when it gets hot, I do withdraw. I do tend to shut down. I am working on it, and this has come at the perfect time to help me. So I thank you for listening to the interview and not going with your original topic, but doing this topic, because you were so helpful to me today. I love you, and you are awesome.
Thank you, Shannon. I am so glad. I'm so glad I was able to help you. Yeah, thank you. And just don't withdraw. Don't withdraw. We love you. And what people don't realize is when somebody withdraws, it sets a tone. It can set, people start taking things personal when somebody withdraws. They start thinking, did I say something? Did I do something? Are we sending off bad energy? Is it bad vibes? And so, yeah, it also has to do with, I have a lower, my self-esteem is getting higher. But with somebody with low self-esteem, when somebody withdraws, they really take that to heart. So, but thank you. And I'm glad I was able to help you. Go ahead. Hey, Bryant.
Thank you. Any question that I would have thought about as you were speaking, you answered during your speech. And I thank you for your transparency, because I as well will leave the fire because of my feeling. And if the 80% of us that's on this phone call will literally admit, we will all say that the reason we leave the fire is because of how we feel. We feel a certain type of way, and we allow those feelings to be seeds planted. And we reap the harvest from the seeds that we plant. And we eject and neglect and remove ourselves away from the prosperity. We remove ourselves away from prosperous people, and we remove ourselves from the fire. I thank you for this. I'm sure he can hear this. Tony, you need a remix of Get Into the Fire, and Michelle needs to be on this remix, because I love Get Into the Fire on Indescribable, and she hit this and she nailed it. Like, she nailed it to the teeth, to where this totally fits. And I'm going to get off this call, and I'm going to go listen to Get Into the Fire again. And I'm going to think about Michelle's message, because it totally fits. I thank you for your transparency. I thank you for helping me. And I thank you for encouraging me that no matter what my feelings may feel, I have to get into the fire. Or as Antonio say, I have to get into...
You got it. Yes. Yes, that song actually helps me tremendously. Thank you, Brian. And like I said, when I spoke with me in mind. I spoke things that I do. So I'm glad. Thank you for your transparency, Brian. Thank you for Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I was able to help.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome sauce. I just wanted to say that was absolutely amazing. Thank you for reminding me to stay in the fire. You're right. We do have a tendency to withdraw when it gets hot. It's like, oh, wait, that's too hot. Back up a little bit. But that's when we hurt the most. And you're right. Those with low self-esteem or those who don't understand will take it personally and internalize it. And we don't think about what we do to others when we withdraw. So I just want to thank you for reminding me to stay in the fire. I'm grateful for that. I do have a tendency to step back. I do have a tendency to withdraw. And I'm grateful for the mastermind team that I'm a part of, because you will not let me do that. You force me to stay in the fire at all times. And I'm grateful. So thank you for today. Thank you for the reminder to stay in the fire. Regardless of how hot it gets, I will not get burned. So thank you.
I love you, Deanna. Thank you. I think, thank you. Because you also help me stay in the fire. That's sometimes I think as a team, we take advantage of that a little bit. I think we take advantage of that. We know each other so well mm-hmm. that we let other people, we let people walk away from the fire. So, because we know they're okay. But as far as me, I'm not going to let y'all do that no more. I'm not going to let y'all step away from the plane. I'm on roast marshmallows with y'all, okay? I have felt a little... me too. I'm not saying this is for me. I withdrew. I physically could not be in the office this week, everybody. I don't know if you knew that. I physically couldn't be in the office this week. So not only was I physically unpresent, but I started to get having a connection that I wasn't present, even though we communicate all day and all evening. So I just felt I had to do this, and I'm so glad I was able to help out my teammates and anybody else here. Does anybody else have any comments or questions?
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, G.
You did an amazing job.
Yeah, that's staying in the fire is something to be learned, because we're drawing.
It hurts you, Antonio. I would withdraw a lot, and Antonio taught me. You know, when you withdraw, you telling people I don't need you, because I got such and such over here. And when you said when you withdraw, you're showing whoever you're upset with or whoever you're withdrawing from know that you're upset with them, and you're making them pay for whatever they did. And I would do that all the time. You made me mad, I ain't gonna be around you. But these were my friends who loved me. And when I got mad with them, I was like, I was gonna go chill at my grandma's house. I'm all right, you know. But when I finally understood and learned that you withdraw from the people who love you, pretty soon you're not gonna have anybody to withdraw from. So, again, amazing job. I've been helped again. And I know everybody else on this call has too. Love you.
I love you too, Grace. Thank you. And yeah, that's you hit it on the spot. You hit it. We get mad at the people we love because we don't want to go. We're really mad at ourselves. But when you push people away, you're not going to end up with anybody. You're not going to end up with anybody. So thank you, Grace, for those wise words.
Hey, this is Scott. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Really appreciate the call. You know, if I'm transparent tonight, it's the fact that, you know, I'm one of those people that withdraw sometimes, well, more often than not. Depending on the temperament, especially if it's, as a result of my relationship or whatever, I am very quick to withdraw and been quiet for a while. And in a sense, it's good for me, but at the same time, it's bad for conversation, and I don't allow myself to have a conversation that probably needs to be said or had anyway. And I apologize for the echo, but I've been known for that, and that's something that I'm actively working on through professional counseling and also sessions with my wife where, you know, retreat and withdraw is not the first thing, but to engage in some fair conversation, seems to be working. So thank you for the call. This is really good, and I needed this.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you, because not a lot of people can be transparent and say that, number one, that they're seeking help or seeking professional help. And you said it, communication is big. Communication is major. So not only, usually it's some of the women are the ones who can be transparent, but thank you, Scott, for your transparency. And thank you for always supporting us and being on the calls. And thank you for your service.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who is this?
Okay, finally. This is Jim. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm great, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. For me, withdrawing is like my cup of tea. I've always been like that because I've been a loner most of my life, or I like to think of myself as one. But typically for me, withdrawing is a both offensive skill and defensive skill. I say offensively because if most of the time if someone offended me or something and I decide, hey, I'd rather not say something because if I say something, it's going to be hurtful. And so I'd rather not say anything at all. And I would rather just not deal with that person on that level because I don't know. It's just one of those things that I always found withdrawing to be the most logical thing for me. And even so, I'm a bit of, I don't like a lot of, you know, dealing with the outside world a lot of times. It's just, that's just how I am. Just by experiences that I've had, I just figured out it's a safe place inside, like a little turtle. So, you know, and I have, like Scott, I've counseled for it, but, you know, it, I always found that to be my safe place. My, I guess like a blanket or so. Doesn't appreciate when I don't respond, and that's because I'm in my own head. But again, like I said, I always found it to be the most safest place when I don't have to respond to people. I don't have to give anything to the world because, you know, just dealing with experiences. But hey, thank you again for your talk. I think we need to do more of that. It's good for people like me and you and whoever else is talking. So thank you again.
Thank you, Jim. I just want to say, Jim, that when you hide yourself, like you say, like a turtle, you have so much to give. You have so much to offer this world. Allowing people just to be who they are and not letting affect you is one of the biggest struggles that I've had to deal with. Allowing people to have their opinions and their perception is just allow them to be them, but you can't stop yourself from showing the world exactly who you are. You have so much to offer. Every time I see you, every time I meet you, every time we talk, I am, you fill me up, you pour into me. So thank you for that. And I just want you to know how much value you can give to somebody because of how much value you've given to me. So I'd like to see more of you. I'd like to see, hear more of you. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for joining the call. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I definitely will learn how to give more. And you're right, I do have more to give. And I will say this, I think the times I did give was met with rejection. And I think that was probably the case with a lot of people. We've learned how not to give and how to withdraw because what we did give wasn't good enough. So thank you again and for letting me know that it's okay to give and I should give.
Thank you, Jim.
Michelle, so I probably could have used this talk or this call many, many years ago because I spent the vast majority of my life as a professional fire jumper, not jumping over the fires, but jumping out of them. Anytime anything got tough or it looked like I could potentially fail, I would quit. And then I would have the mindset of, well, I didn't fail because I quit. You know, I didn't take it to the end because it looked like I was going to fail. So I walked away from it. And that goes for, I mean, some jobs, several relationships, any kind of a challenge that I was faced with in my life. The minute it got tougher, it looked like I could potentially fail. I didn't want to be known as a failure, so I'd quit. And it wasn't until I realized that I have to stop doing that and quit jumping out of the fire that things really started to change for me. And yeah, I still had some times where I didn't get it right the first time or the second time or the third time, but I kept at it until I was successful at it. And that's what really changed how I started to perceive failure. And I realize now that all those times when I quit or walked away, that's when I failed. It's because I gave up. I didn't keep going at it. So that's one of the regrets I do have in my life is not figuring that out sooner. I mean, it took a little over 30 years to figure it out, but you know, at least I've got it figured out now. And I do see a lot of people my age and older who still don't have it figured out and may never figure it out. So a great topic tonight and very, very well done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And just remember, don't have any regrets. Because actually, if you would have known then what you know now, you wouldn't have the story that you have today. You might not be helping people that you do today. Because I think what you're doing is awesome with Big Lake Visions. Big Lake Visions, everybody. Big Lake Visions in Michigan. So don't ever regret. Don't have any regrets. If I had regrets, I could, we'd be here till next Tuesday, but, or longer, Tuesday, 2019. But yeah, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So yeah, don't have any regrets and thank you for the love and support. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Rachel from Canada.
I love that. Everyone's going to know me as Rachel from Canada.
I'm like, eh?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that was an awesome call, and it's great that I've heard everything you've said, but I've also felt a piece of me with everything everybody else has said too. You know, as much as I'm the DYDQ lady, I've also been that person who would stop something before I could say that I failed at it too, right? It's like, oh, it's getting too hard or too stressful, and you run away quick, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've now learned, like Jason just said, that seeing through the harder times is where you actually see that you're accomplishing things. And it took me till now, it took me till this year to really kind of get all that together. So I think this call was a really great reminder in staying the course. Right? Just stay the course. So thank you. I appreciate the reminder.
Well, thank you from the awesome compliments from the DYDQ, the Don't You Dare Quit lady.
thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. I'll get my planks to you this evening.
That's right, girl.
Anybody else would like to comment? Or anybody else have any questions? Anybody else have any transparency that they would like to share?
Hey, Michelle, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony Lee.
Honestly, I can't say anything about what you said tonight because everyone all said it all. What a magnificent message you gave tonight. But I think everyone on this call should be happy and glad and honored that this is some money that they spent wisely. I don't think nowhere in the description we knew we was going to get no counseling. That's just a bonus. That's a bonus. Now, I don't know about no other institute, university, but for as for the ATS family, we get knowledge to take us further in life. We get knowledge to start or increase our business. We even get therapy. And that's, like I say, that's a bonus. But that's what Antonio do. He under-promise and over-deliver. So I just want to say thank you because we are a family. And I'm just so glad we just not so much on business and making money. The money's going to be there. But we're also pointing to people's lives because people out here are hurting. And, yes, everyone wants to make some money. But I love the way the structure is. Antonio put together a well team. I don't know how he did it, but kudos to him. He did a magnificent job because everyone cares, reach out to each other, and everyone been through something, and everyone is transparent about it. And I believe that's what's keeping us all together. Once again, I just want to say thank you, and I love you all.
Thank you, Anthony. That was so sweet. Thank you, and we love you. We love us, Anthony. Thank you. Okay, I think anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, well, I guess that will conclude.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hey, yeah. It's Shannon. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I wanted to share that whenever I did jump out of the fire this last time, I want to make sure that we understand, and I want to ask you and see if you and I vibe here, that you never really can jump out of the fire. When you leave or when you quit or when you withdraw, that fire is still burning. Mm-hmm. It's still burning. It's not the reason why you go through the pains of trying to jump out. Is because you don't jump out. Instead of it burning through you, it begins to burn you because you're not in the right position in the fire. But it never stops burning. And that's how you know that you're in the right fire, because even when I was outside of my mastermind, when I thought I was outside of the group, I was still in the group, just burning in a different way. And it's a very lonely burn, and it's a very uncomfortable burn, but there is no way out of the fire. We are one. So you can either stay in the fire in the position that you're supposed to be in it, but don't ever think for a minute that there is a way out of the fire, because it's going to burn regardless. It's going to burn regardless. And so I just wanted to make sure that people understand that there is no quitting. There is no quitting. The only thing that happens when you jump out of the fire is the people that are there for you and the people that are working with you begin to have to carry your weight. And that's what made me come back, because I be damned if I love people. And because I'm in my feelings, I leave people and leave them to carry the weight of me, because I'm not going anywhere. We're one.
Speak a word in this place.
And so this is why I'm so fortunate to have heard your topic, because when I tell you that it was exactly what I needed to hear, it confirmed so much for me. Because there is no, you have to tell them to stay in the fire, because that's a nice way to say the fire will never leave you. Either you're going to let it burn through you, or it's going to burn you, and it's going to burn those around you. Because I don't care what anybody says. Nobody likes carrying dead weight. Mm. So I thank you so much.
Thank you.
for this topic, and I just wanted to tell you where it hit me, because it hit me in the place of ain't no quitting. There is no fire to jump out of. There's a fire to let consume you, or it's a fire that you can let burn through you.
My.
And it never only happens to you. It happens to you and those around you that vibe at the same level and the same awareness that you do.
My goodness, Shannon.
Nobody in a low level of awareness gets mad at you for quitting. Everybody has those around them that say, yeah, I told you that wasn't going to work. Yeah, I told you he wasn't this. I told you he wasn't that. They burned up. They want you to come and be ashes with them. So I thank you. I needed it. I love you, and I'm so glad that you did this, because I needed it, and I just needed to say that. And I love everybody on this call. I thank y'all for being here. Michelle, you are amazing for this. And I thank you for being in alignment enough to speak what needed to be spoken on today. God bless you for that.
Oh, Shannon, thank you. Thank you for what you just said, because it didn't even, now that you said it, it makes so much sense. Brian, I know you have something to say.
Can you guys hear me? First, let me say that. I got encouragement, and just in all everybody speaking, I just got something else. First of all, let me encourage you by saying that you are the only person that has allowed my now 7 years old. His birthday was yesterday. Yay. But my now 7 year old, you're the only person that he's listened to a Let's Talk Tuesday. He got upset when we left Wi-Fi and got to the network connection. And it was kind of breaking up. He literally got upset because he listens to me. He listens with me every week for Let's Talk Tuesdays. And he follows me around and he sees everything that's happening. And he hears everything that's happening because I allow him to hear, especially Let's Talk Tuesdays, because I want that to be imparted to him so he could grow further. So he got upset. I want to encourage you that your call, he never got upset when I broke up. But he got upset when you broke up, and that was kind of powerful to me. But I wanted to be super duper all the way transparent, and I'm driving, so excuse my background if you hear any. But I wanted to be super duper transparent, and I wanted to say that your Enter the Fire actually just literally hit my today's situation. From midnight, well, starting yesterday, or even day before yesterday, I've been dealing at midnight, I got hit with something even harder than what I was dealing with at first. And I stayed up for maybe like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, thinking in my mind, not about the situation, but about, am I going to allow my feelings to take me away from the fire? And your message just encouraged me to say, Bryant, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how you're feeling, push past that feeling and stay in the fight. Stay around your team. Stay in your mastermind group. Don't give up. Don't quit. And I understand, you know, like, people feel like because we are there, we got it together. But just because we're there don't mean we got it together. We're still learning. We're still growing. We're still building. So I thank you for being transparent enough to say, hey, look, guess what? I'm a millionaire, and I have a millionaire business, and I operate inside a millionaire company, but I still need to encourage myself enough to know that I need to stay in the fight. And I thank you, and I appreciate you for that. Because at about 3 o'clock this morning, I was like, I'm not going to the fire. But somehow my eyes were able to close, and I was able to wake up with a different mentality to say, no matter what I'm feeling like, I have to be in the fire, because I know in the fire is where I get my pruning. It's in the fire where I get my peace. It's in the fire where I get my perfecting. It's in the fire where I get my prosperity. It's in the fire. And you just showed me that no matter what I'm dealing with and no matter how I feel, I have to be in the fire to come out, as the Bible say, as pure gold. So thank you, because I can't say that I'm royalty and I'm an heir to a king if I don't want to go through the fire and come out as pure gold. So I wanted to add that, and I just wanted to say thank you. And I wanted to let you know how much you just encouraged my 7-year-old.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bryant, for your transparency. And we're here for you. You know that. We're here. We're here for every single person on this phone call. I mean, but more importantly, we got to be there for each other. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. Hi. Who is this?
This is Rashida.
Hi, Rashida. How are you?
I am really, really great. How about yourself?
I am doing well.
I hope everybody is having a great evening. I've been listening in. I haven't said anything. I've just been listening. And I listening to everyone talk and everyone be transparent. What came to me was that, well, I'm not going to say most fires. I agree with Shannon. The fire never goes out, but most of the fires are put on we build our fires on foundations, platforms. And if the right foundation is at the bottom of the fire will never burn out. And so this platform, I think Antonio's platform has built a lot of, it has created and opened up the fire inside of people so that the fire can burn and that they can see that they don't have to step outside of the fire because it's everything inside of them. And so I just wanted to also say that everybody must have someone or something strong to empower themselves. Even the most multi-billionaire has to have someone that's encouraging himself. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody has to have some type of outlet to where they can go to. And I appreciate these phone calls because I don't think that that's what they're created for, but they're also created for us to learn and to grow and to also network with one another. But again, every strong person on this phone call has to receive and be strong to receive their strength from other people. So, you know, like they say, you always got to have somebody strong to back the strong person up. So thank you, Michelle, for being you.
Thank you, Rashida. Thank you so much. I just wanted to actually comment with what Shannon had said is you nailed it, Shannon. You nailed it. You said exactly, the fire is still going to burn. And, I don't think it ever goes out. And thank you for your transparency. Brother Bryant, Reverend Sir, we are here for you. We will always be here for you. Just reach out. And no, actually, I will reach out to you after this phone call. How's that? Does anybody else have anything that they like to comment and say? And thank you, Rashida, for always being on the calls. Thank you very much for supporting. Does anybody else have any comments or anything else to say? Okay. Well, thank you everybody for joining and commenting. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for your support, your love. We here at the ATS Junior Company love all of you, and have a good night.
Whoop! Whoop!